AOPA presents Never Again, true pilot stories from the world of general aviation. In this episode, a Baron pilot learns the consequences of being distracted while running the pre-takeoff checklist. Find out what happens in Fuel Interruption from the February 2013 issue of AOPA Pilot Magazine. Over 25 years ago, I bought a used Baron 58. Within a week of my purchase, a longtime mechanic friend said, "I don't mean to meddle, but be leery of beach fuel gauges. Know your fuel time and fuel burn." I heeded. Also, nearly all of my flights are under 2 hours. To be a good FBO friend, and or to avoid a ramp fee, I would top off at each stop. So between knowing the fuel burn, fuel remaining, and nearly always topping off, I became oblivious to the fuel gauges. Yet I always landed with 45 minutes remaining. On more than one long trip, I had stopped for fuel to avoid landing with more than 30 minutes and less than 45 minutes. This summer, I planned a trip from Oklahoma to the East Coast. I planned to refuel in Coshocton, Ohio, India 40. They have a great cookout on summer weekends. I phoned my FBO the night before to have the Baron topped off with 100 low lead and on the line at 7 a.m. A sleepless night ensued, and at 4:30 a.m. I shaved, showered, and headed for the airport. Prior to my leaving home, I phoned the FBO and said, "I woke up early, go ahead and pull out the Baron." As I drove to the airport, I realized I forgot to mention fuel, but then I remembered it was on the order the night prior. I phoned the FSS on the way and got a briefing. Ceiling and visibility unlimited the entire route, and no airmets. I filed IFR anyway. I cranked the engines, obtained ATIS, and called clearance delivery. Clearance delivery and ground were combined at that early hour. They replied, "Clearance on request, and are you ready to taxi?" I replied, "Affirmative." I was cleared to taxi and taxied to the run-up area near the threshold. As I reached for the run-up checklist, clearance delivery called. "We have your clearance. Are you ready to copy?" I put down the checklist and copied. I failed to pick up the checklist again. Now you know what's next. In cruise, I set 65% power back on a horsepower calculator. After about a half hour, I noticed a true airspeed 5 to 7 knots higher than usual. I got the calculator and rechecked power settings. It was then that I noticed the fuel gauges in the yellow, at 1/16th per side. My first thought was, this cannot be, the gauges are malfunctioning. Then I thought, I'm in no hurry, I want to get on the ground and check. I hit the GPS for nearest airport. There was one a few miles away, off to my right. I banked and saw the airport. I pulled the power at 9,000 feet MSL, dropped the gear, and told ATC I was landing at that airport. I dove at the top of the green arc to the airport, monitored the ASOS, and noticed that the winds were calm. ATC asked, "Please state reasons for the diversion." I replied, "To use the restroom, check weather, and take on fuel." I did not lie to ATC or incriminate myself. I felt a big sigh of relief when the mains touched with the engine still running. I called the FBO on the Unicom. No answer. At that point, I did not care if fuel had to be trucked in from elsewhere. I taxied toward the FBO and noticed two fuel trucks. I taxied toward the trucks and noticed self-service for 100 low lead. After filling, I did the math. 3 usable gallons on each side. That's 11 minutes at normal cruise. Morals of the story. Always use your checklist for pre-start, post-start, pre-takeoff, and pre-landing, no matter how well you know your plane. Know your fuel by gauge and math, both. Scan regularly. Do not fly fatigued. The Never Again podcast is brought to you by AOPA, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, and by AOPA Pilot Magazine. You can read more Never Again stories online at aopa.org/neveragain. While you're there, you can also join online discussions, check out AOPA's online flight planner, and take interactive online courses from the Air Safety Institute. All of this and more at aopa.org. The Never Again podcast is produced by Royce Earle. Thanks for listening. Fly safely.